smarter, more creatively, and more personally to add value to your insurance. Clark & Associates. Employee benefit solutions that go the extra mile.
Go to KBZZ.com for all your home improvement needs. It's like having a virtual home show every day. Find what you're looking for at KBZZ.com and click on Home Sweet Home.
John Cena.
The Rock is 6'4", 260 pounds, a man that will rip your throat out.
If you think I am afraid of you, you lost your damn mind.
This Sunday, live on pay-per-view, WrestleMania. Two of WWE's biggest superstars collide. The Rock, John Cena. Once in a lifetime. And it will be the end of an era when The Undertaker and Triple H clash inside Hell in a Cell.
I am gonna end The Undertaker. I am gonna end an era.
WrestleMania, live this Sunday on pay-per-view.
Order WrestleMania live this Sunday night on Charter pay-per-view. Just use your remote or call 1-888-GET-CHARTER to order today.
Gardening in our region has challenges, but it is not impossible to have a beautiful yard. Hi, this is Marnie Brennan, Garden Coach. Join me each Saturday at 8 a.m. on 1270 The Buzz for the Impatient Gardener and Interactive Garden Talk Show. You'll hear local and regional gardening guests that Saturdays at 8 a.m. on 1270 The Buzz, brought to you in part by the Garden Shop Nursery on Mayberry Drive at the Big White House.
Unusually beautiful Garden Shop Nursery.
Cartledge, Cartledge & Company is the longest-running privately-owned CPA firm in Northern Nevada. They have been and still are the firm you can trust and rely on. They take pride in their commitment to help the local community and their clients with their specific needs. They specialize in professional tax services, IRS problem resolution, accounting, bookkeeping, financial, retirement, and all your investment services. They are the one stop for all your financial needs. Call Cartledge, Cartledge at 826-3496. That's 826-3496 to see what they can do for you.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
Yes, and thank you for joining us today. A rainy Northern Nevada Saturday.
Rainy, windy.
Rainy, windy.
It is blowing out there.
Yeah, but it's kind of warm, so it's nice. We haven't had enough rain. And you're with Broadview, JP, my co-host for the next couple of weeks. And then JP's moving back to Michigan. Dog. He's got to go. He misses Glenda.
Man's got to do what a man's got to do.
And in this economy, you know, you're a CPA, one of those guys. Those there's this money nerds that doesn't have any money.
There's this beautiful woman waiting for me back
there. Yes, she is waiting for you. But we're going to continue JP's Moment of Common Sense here on Broadview. Each and every week you can get it. And please put his attitude in your favorites at jpattitude.com.
Right.
But be ready for that. We'll do JP's Moment of Common Sense every week. We'll just continue that.
Cool.
People like it.
Do they?
Yeah, because you're a nut.
Or they hate
you're
it. One or the other.
Case. Yeah, but that's really
We've
good.
We've gotten a couple calls.
We were talking about McDonald's earlier. Did you read about the woman who launched a lawsuit against McDonald's claiming that the fast food giant turned her into a prostitute?
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
they're turning
girls out now.
I did not see this story.
Shelly Lynn from California.
But I'm going to start hanging out at McDonald's to see if it happens.
Well, you have to pay for it. You know, you don't want that. She says the burger joint should have protected her against her ex-husband and former boss, Keith Handley. They didn't. Mr. Handley hired her to work behind the counter 30 years ago at his franchise in Arroyo Grande. And then they dated for 5 years. Then they started dating 5 years later. But when Miss Lynn lost her job, the relationship and her life started to break down. Lynn and Handley, who still ran the franchise, forced her termination to make her more valuable and vulnerable to his demands. She blames McDonald's for putting her at the mercy of the company that provided no protection for her female employees against predatory bosses.
I know that there's a joke about buns in here somewhere, but I can't come up with one.
Pretty expensive buns.
I don't see how this is McDonald's fault.
She was getting more money for the buns. There is a joke in there. I know. That's just crazy. She said that Handley lied to her when he said that he'd help her fulfill her dreams of working at in Las Vegas as a dancer.
Oh, my goodness. And how is this McDonald's fault?
But he bought her a home in Vegas to live in. then told her she had to get a job as a prostitute in one of the legal brothels to pay for it. Well, so I guess McDonald's didn't prepare her for this after her bun handling days.
He bought her a house.
God, Lynn said she took a job at the chicken ranch in Pahrump.
Pahrump?
Pahrump. Where she became a top booker. She required to sleep up to... She slept up with 10 men. I mean, up to 12 men every night.
Well, she
the
had
woman
that,
was dragging in the dough.
She had that fast food attitude, you know, as soon as they walked in the door. Can I help you?
I got your hot buns here, babe.
Put your all-beef patty right here.
Put your all-beef patty. I love that.
I don't know. This is not
That's
right.
funny. Stop it. She's seeking lost wages, special damages, compensatory damages, and punitive damages as well for sex trafficking. Negligent retention
so
and
she
supervision.
She wants punitive damages. Right. She wants to penalize them.
She's going to take... Well, maybe I was wrong about you doing a stand-up
routine. Stop.
That's good. Yeah, so good luck, Lynn.
I don't know. How would you dare go in front of a judge with that nonsense? Wouldn't the judge just rip you a new one?
Well, I would think so. Well, no, you get a good attorney. You get a good attorney. An attorney knows how to rip it back. Somehow, McDonald's is at fault.
Yeah.
I just know it. The pink slime and all. Here's another interesting story about another woman. British Columbia, 23-year-old Jenna. Now, I got to say her name. I'm going to give it a shot. Talakova.
Russian?
Born male. Man. He actually led the Miss Universe Canada pageant.
He was mm-hmm. a participant? Mm-hmm. I mean, he was mm-hmm. a contestant?
Yes, and he's mad because they disqualified her. Last week, as a finalist, 61st Annual Miss Universe Canadian pageant takes place in May. The rules of the contest run by the Donald Trump Organization say entrants must be naturally born. Not in the U.S., but as a female.
But she was doing that well?
Yeah.
Wow.
Did you see a picture of her? Get a picture over there of her.
I keep telling you my internet's not working right today.
You got the wrong password. A Vancouver woman, she underwent a sex change 4 years ago. She didn't meet the requirements to compete, despite having stated otherwise on her entry form. We do, however, respect her goals, they said. Determination and wish her the best.
So you've got a picture over there?
Not over here, okay. But I saw it. Whew. Yeah. I mean, the bathing suit competition, forget about it.
Well.
Yeah. So she's been disqualified.
It kind of reminds me of that Olympic thing. Remember the South African female runner who got disqualified because
she had a man's legs.
She looked too male, but turns out she really was female.
Yeah, she just had man's
legs.
And
they apologized and say, okay, next time you can be in the Olympics.
How humiliating. They just need to just stop jumping so quick. But
that's a difficult subject,
though. Yeah, this is
because the Chinese, they went to that one Olympics. They were all on hormones. They all looked like men.
Do you know what that opens up to the world if they let, you know? Okay, another thing, pennies. Pennies are gone in Canada. I know you heard it. Yeah, they're getting rid of them. It takes them 2 cents to make one. And now the U.S. is thinking about, they've been getting complaints about pennies for years.
Oh, they're worthless, aren't they?
Yeah,
I mean,
the
why
treasury
do we
is
need
looking,
them?
They're looking into ways to make pennies cheaper. Make them cheaper. They're worth a penny. Cheaper. Yeah,
so
don't
they
make anymore.
Just this nickel would be the smallest then. That would be great.
Yeah, that'd be it.
I'm sick of the pennies filling up my little ashtray in my car.
Well, I know, and you never get anywhere. Got to go up to Virginia City. I mean, a whole roll, 50 cents, big whoopee. Even the quarters, 10 bucks, so.
And all that copper being wasted.
It's funny how far we've come. We are on Broadview, and thank you for joining us. JP, my host, is here, and we'll be right back on The Buzz.
Don Geronimo wakes you up weekday mornings.
Now you're coming in crystal clear.
Boom.
On 96.1 FM, 1270 AM, The Buzz.
It's all a part of life. The sunspots start showing, the fine lines appear, the skin starts sagging a little. It happens to all of us. but you don't have to keep the spots, wrinkles, or loose skin. Hi, it's Regina, General Manager of RenewMD, and I know you've been thinking about your skin, so it's time to come in and see us. Under board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. James Murphy, our staff is trained in advanced medical treatments. We offer a full medical spa and salon menu. We specialize in lasers, peels, advanced microderms, and medical facials. With all of the experience we have in medical-grade skincare and the advanced equipment, it's time to take care of those wrinkles, spots, or acne. So schedule a free consultation with us anytime, Tuesday through Saturday. Yes, we're open on Saturdays, and we offer consultations, Botox, laser, massage, and waxing. Our massage is one of the best in town in a relaxing atmosphere and starts at only $60 for an hour with no membership required. So go ahead and give us a call, 852-4500. That's 852-4500, or visit us at RenewMDReno.com. RenewMD, setting the gold standards at affordable prices.
Hey, guys, what's inside your playhouse?
You can't come in, Mom. You need the secret password.
Open sesame?
That's two words.
Oh, well, I guess I'll just have to eat this mac and cheese mixed with Hormel pepperoni all by myself.
Did you say pepperoni?
Yep.
That's the secret word.
It's the recipe that's so easy, it's not a recipe. It's a recipe-easy. Like adding Hormel pepperoni to mac and cheese. Find more tasty ideas at recipeasy.com. Hormel, life better served.
I think I've heard it all.
Rhonda Collins, TurboTax CPA.
I've been doing taxes for 25 years, and I've answered a lot of tax questions. I still do, right here at TurboTax. Say you're using TurboTax and you have a tax question. You can call or chat online with a CPA, enrolled agent, or tax attorney to get the answers you need. And the best part is, it's free.
File today at TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
The end is near.
The end of truck month in Reno Dodge, that is. This is your last chance at spectacular savings on a new Ram truck from Don Weir's Reno Dodge, where we have over 400 Ram trucks to choose from. Just go to RenoDodge.com, pick a Ram, and we'll give you the best price on the planet. Save up to 10 grand or more off normal dealer retail. Forget MSRP. Forget dealer markup. Check out a new 2012 Ram 1500 Hemi Express at the Reno Dodge price of just $27,000. Even save almost 10 grand off dealer retail. And this truck is loaded, including dual exhaust, fog lights, even 20-inch wheels. Just $27,000. Even. Sure, you can find Ram 1500 models for less. But be careful. You'll be settling for way less of a truck. With the largest new truck inventory in Northern Nevada, we can easily save you a good 12 grand on some select Ram models. Better hurry into Reno Dodge today. Truck month is about to end.
Nobody beats a Reno Dodge deal. Nobody.
All financing OAC. Taxes, stock fees not included. Over 400 new Ram trucks in stock, in transit, or in system. Sample stock number 212145. Total savings off dealer asking price include $3,250 rebate. Vehicle subject to prior sale.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
Thank you for joining us. Today on Broadview, my co-host JP Attitude is here and getting to some Nevada hot topics.
Okay.
I see that the Bears have redeemed themselves. We talked about the bear hunt.
I put that story in there just for you.
Tell us, a man saved by a bear?
He's a man who lives up near the mountains, and he hikes in the mountains all the time, and he thinks that this mama bear knows him because she's seen him for a couple years.
Mm-hmm.
And he stopped to look at the mama with her cubs. Then he started walking on, and a cougar jumped on his back. But he had a backpack, so the cougar was really doing most of it.
Had a hold of the backpack.
Had a hold of the backpack, yeah. And he kind of reached back and stabbed it with his rock pick. And then he said the next thing he knew, the mama bear came over and
dragged
the cougar off his back. And
oh, my gosh. He kissed him on the head and waved by?
Snarled and yelled at each other for a minute, and then they both went their own ways.
Oh, that's unbelievable. Course, see there. See now.
I knew you would
look.
Love the story. But here's the but. California Fish and Game is dubious about the story, and they've sent his backpack for DNA testing to see if it's true.
Oh, yeah. Well, wouldn't they? They don't want to hear that. Yeah. I mean, they believe someone could just...
They said they've never heard of animals saving another... a bear saving a man from a cougar. That doesn't seem logical to them.
But it is very logical, because animals do become... they do make friends with you. If you give them something they need.
You think you can make friends with a bear? I'm
absolutely.
Not so sure.
Absolutely. I've seen him in the circus. Are you kidding? Seen
That's
him.
Right.
He can make friends with lions, tigers, and bears. Oh, my.
I keep forgetting you were a circus person.
That's right. I'm an animal person. You can gain the respect and give the animal respect. If you have time. I mean, sometimes there's not time. It's just wild. It's crazy because it's a reaction. It's wildlife. Mm-hmm. But if you have time to gain the respect and have some kind of a little relationship with a wild animal, they will come to your rescue and they will acknowledge you. And it's true. I believe it totally. That's why I'm totally against any kind of animal hunting.
On the one hand, I don't know why this
cows. Man... Get them cows.
I don't know why the man would make up the story, but on the second...
I do.
Thing that makes me suspicious is I don't think a mama bear would leave her cubs for a second with a cougar around, even to come over and help him.
Well, I'm surprised she didn't try to destroy the cougar, too. Yeah. Well, she didn't want the cougar near her babies either, you know. And he hadn't messed with them. He hadn't bothered them.
I don't know.
I could believe him. I believe him.
I don't know who wins that contest, a cougar against a black bear.
Ooh, that'd be...
That's a tough contest.
That's a tough one. Yeah, especially a mama bear with her cubs right there. And depending on how hungry the cougar is, because it could be weak. I mean, it just all depends.
Yeah.
Under God's life and in God's world, anything can
happen. You just love the idea of the bear saving the man.
I do. I love that. Okay, more of Nevada News Hot Topics. We're planning Nevada's 150th birthday. Do you realize that? It's getting underway. Planning Committee held its first meeting on Friday at the Nevada State Museum in Las Vegas. Governor Brian Sandoval announced earlier this week that the seven members would be working with staff members to raise money and plan a year of events, starting on Halloween 2013 and culminating on the big day, October 31st, 2014. That will be 150 years of Nevada.
Hmm.
October 31st, which is Nevada Day, 2014. So they're planning the party already. It's going to be big.
I need to listen to the show that's on before ours more because they...
Tales of Nevada.
I'm a little weak on my Nevada history. Like... I go up to Virginia City and they're reenacting the Civil War battles. And I'm thinking, what the Civil War? And I guess the Civil War did come all
the way
out here.
Well, they did because the men who were in the Civil War came here to mine.
And the silver was very important to
silver,
the Union
gold, yeah,
side.
And it was very important, yeah.
It's just unbelievable. This is so far from the action.
Well, how long you been here?
4 years
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it takes longer than that. Yeah. We all take for granted everything around here until we're here for a while. Or until you leave and... It drags you back.
You know, I love Reno. I just love Reno.
Yeah, and you're going to miss it.
It's the perfect
city. You're a traitor.
City.
Just a plain traitor. That's all there is to it.
Not big, but you still got the casino atmosphere, so it feels big.
It is big. Yeah. It's the biggest little city.
It's the biggest little city, dude.
Anyway, the group for Brian Sandoval is exploring possible school tours, traveling exhibits, merchandise to promote their state's birthday. So if anybody has an idea, get a hold of the governor's office. Just email them. They've got committee members, and they'd be more than happy to listen to what you have to say. Maybe you can go, Tales of Nevada. They should be helping with this. They probably will be. They know a lot, don't they? I find it very fascinating.
That was fun today because they had an angry caller.
You don't live here.
How do you get angry at a history show?
Just goes to show you, huh? Well, also, the parent company of St. Mary's Regional Medical Center, we see, they've signed an agreement to sell the hospital. They're going to sell it to California-based Prime Healthcare Services.
They said they would have had to close otherwise.
Yeah,
I thought St. Mary's was a busy place.
Nobody would... What hospital isn't busy, but nobody has the money to pay?
Oh.
You can't pay them.
Well, then why would somebody buy them? They're going to have somebody pay them, too.
Astronomical amounts to go. You go with a bad tooth, $6,000 before you get out of there. I'm telling you, don't do it.
Something happened to you? Is that what you're talking about?
I'm not going into it. But I do know firsthand how you can go in with just a, I'm telling you. I mean, because they check you for everything. They start with the head scan, go all the way.
It's true.
It is true. And they're so expensive. The